The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 3 Podcast.
Welcome back. We are live in Nashville. A couple more hours on what has been a busy day. Alabama winning easily. Tennessee and Missouri battling. And, of course, A&M and Arkansas. And Kentucky will be here later. Yeah, it's, a couple weeks ago we thought Kentucky would perhaps be the talk of the town. They may be later. But John Clay joining us. John, and you have covered Kentucky basketball for your lifetime.
Pretty much, yeah.
And every time I see you, which occasionally when we're together, the subject is always the same about Cal. And talking to you a couple, maybe 2 months ago, it was one conversation. Today seems like it's totally different, but it is March, and it can change quickly.
Right. And March is all that matters to Kentucky fans, pretty much. I mean, they want to hang another banner. They want to go to the Final Four. It's really been a weird season. I mean, number four in the AP preseason poll, then they're 1-7 against quad one teams at one time. They sweep Tennessee, but on the other end, two of the four bottom teams that played here Wednesday night, Kentucky lost to those teams. Lost South Carolina home, Georgia on the road. They just last week, they lose to Vanderbilt at home. They turn around and beat Arkansas without Kaysen Wallace, their starting point guard, without Sevier Wheeler. They turn around and get a good win at Arkansas. So who knows? If you can figure this team out, Paul, please let me know.
Because I can. And I think you're right, though. I talked to one or two of your colleagues maybe a month ago, and they were literally burying Cal. I started pulling for Cal as an underdog, which is it's really against everything in my nature, because he's not an underdog.
No, he's not an underdog. They had a fan who showed up at Rupp Arena with a please go to Texas sign. because when the rumors started about Texas after Chris Beard got fired there, then that kind of changed when they swept Tennessee. It's kind of been back and forth since then. So we'll see what team shows up here in Nashville and then next week.
And I wanted to ask you that because, you know, clearly in the tournament now, maybe can help the seeding. Of course, won't be enough for Cal. He always feels like the committee's out to get him.
Right.
But has this run calmed everyone down, or is there still an undercurrent in Lexington that this program may be heading in the wrong direction?
Well, I think they feel better after the Arkansas game. That was a huge win to win on the road, like I said, without two point guards. There's signs that the team's playing better, but then Vanderbilt was a weird game at home. Vanderbilt lost Liam Robbins 5 minutes into the game. Their best player, you think, okay, Kentucky's going to cruise. Then 2 minutes into the second half, Kaysen Wallace goes down. And really, Vanderbilt outplayed them from that point on and won the game. And Vanderbilt's playing really well right now. It's going to be an interesting game tonight,
right. Even
without Robbins. So I think they feel like they have some momentum after the Arkansas win, but they have not been able to consistently keep that momentum. They haven't been able to get that consistent effort and execution over a stretch of games. That's what they're going to have. To me, it's more not so much the seeding in this tournament, whether it'll help them in the NCAA. Can they play consistently, you know, at a high level? That's the big question about this team.
In the past, it used to be winning the tournament. Then it was Final Four. Then it was a run. Is there a new bar for this program, or has it been so chaotic in the last couple of years that getting in the tournament, maybe a win or two, is enough to at least go to next year because of the recruiting class?
No, I think they're going to win more than a couple of games.
Okay. I'm just trying to lower the bar, lower the standards here.
Trying to help Cal out here. They haven't won an NCAA tournament game since 2019. Of course, the tournament was canceled in 20.
Sure.
They went 9-16 in the COVID year of 21, and then lost, you know, that first round game to St. Peter's last year.
Yeah.
So, yeah, winning an NCAA tournament game, you know, you could have a senior class that goes through. Not many seniors go through the class in Kentucky these days, but you could have a class that never won an NCAA tournament game. But I think they need to get to the regional, play in the Sweet 16 for fans to say, okay, we got the class coming in. But there'll be a big part of the fan base that says, you know, we haven't been in the Final Four since 2015. I'm not really happy with the Sweet 16 or even Elite Eight. I want to get back to the Final Four.
Yeah, and again, we're knocking on the door of the 10-year anniversary since the last title. And
Right.
Rick Pitino's available. you know, it's just, I joke. I said the Pitino's name is being linked to the St. John's job, which the idea of Rick Pitino replacing Mike Anderson in New York.
Yeah, it's weird.
But do you think, in terms of Cal and I mean, I've been talking about the fan base, and we all know he's got a secure job. Do we know about how the school and views Cal? I mean, there was quite a dust up last summer.
Yeah, no, I don't think they're going to get rid of Cal. They would owe him $40 million for one thing. He's got a lifetime contract from the standpoint, but it's one of those lifetime deals. Whenever he quits coaching, you know, he would have the job with the administration, you know, fundraising or whatever.
Oh, that would be great.
They got the number one class coming in, as you mentioned. I'm not sure. The only thing, the downside to that with Kentucky fans is they're number one or number two every year. Yeah. They haven't been to the Final Four.
Is that really a surprise?
No. So, you know, and then people argue, the so-called recruiting experts argue about how good this class is coming in, but it is the number one class. DJ Wagner, who was a must-get for Kentucky, Cal was able to get him. So, like I said, I mean, they need to make a run in the tournament, not just win one game. They need to win more than one game, I think, to kind of pacify the fans that, hey, you know, he's still got it. We're headed in the right direction, because early in the year, a lot of people thought that was not the case.
In terms of Cal, I started like locking into Kentucky games, and all of a sudden they started winning, and it looks like changing is not the right word, but he altered some things. What happened this year?
Yeah, I think he's had it's been almost like a search party all year to find how exactly he wants his team to play. Early on in the year, they wanted to play fast. Then he said they wanted to play deliberate. You know, he's cut the rotation down. Injuries have had something to do with it, obviously. They've had players in and out all year. They started the year with Oscar Tshiebwe out because he had knee surgery before the start of the season. So it's been kind of a search to try to find that level, what exactly they need to do. After Sahvir Wheeler got hurt, they kind of hit on the five guys with Antonio Reeves coming off the bench, but with Chris Livingston, Jacob Toppin, C.J. Frederick, they kind of hit on the five guys that were playing the best together. And then Cason Wallace gets hurt. I think he's going to play tonight. He practiced. He and C.J. Frederick both practiced. I think that's big. But it's been such an up-and-down roller coaster year. At one point, we thought, you know, they'd be playing today. They weren't going to be a one. They weren't going to get the double bye. But then by beating Arkansas, they got the double bye and ended up the number three seed.
Talking about Kentucky basketball with John Clay. John, is there any way to look at John Calipari? And I know it seems like we're obsessing over him, but we are.
Right.
There are a few bigger names in any sport. Is he the same coach today that he was 10 years ago when he was heading to New Orleans with Anthony Davis and a national championship contending team?
Well, I think obviously you can make the argument over the last few years that he did not recruit it at quite the level. It would have been hard to do, obviously, when you're talking about Anthony Davis and those types of players. I think that's kind of where you had that dip. He made some changes in his coaching staff over the last couple of years, brought Orlando Antigua back, brought in Chin Coleman. He's got a young assistant, KT Turner. I think he feels like he's got the guys now who can get him back to that high level of recruiting. I think he's changed in some ways, but a lot of ways, Paul, he's still the same. He doesn't like to shoot a lot of three-pointers. He won't play zone. He played a little bit of zone against Arkansas, but not much. He believes in the things he believes in that's got him to this point. And they show some of those characteristics. The one thing, they're a really good rebounding team. They're not a great defensive team, and that's one of the things that I'm sure that worries them going into the tournament. Cal's always been underrated as a great defensive coach. This team is not a great defensive team. They're a good offensive team. He's caught a lot of criticism. People say, oh, he's archaic in offense. They don't run the right sets. He doesn't shoot the three. But they're like top 15 KenPom in offense. But they got to play better defense in the tournament, I think, to make a run.
He's still what? Early 60s?
He's 64.
Oh,
Paul, we're 11 days apart, and we're both 64. 11 days and $9 million a year apart.
I can't believe that you're not bringing in those kind of dollars at a local newspaper. I was about to make an argument that he's a young 60-year-old guy, but he's really not anymore. Which brings me to so many coaches, and these were 70-year-old coach. I'm talking about Roy Williams, Krzyzewski, and you know, Boeheim's. He wasn't part of my point, but Jay Wright left last year, right. Younger than Cal, but still. What do you think he thinks about all this? Because, I mean, he's seeing a lot of his contemporaries leave while the SEC has a young Nate Oates. You got Beard right. probably coming in, who is right. going to be on a lot of people's radar. Musselman is an older coach, but he still seems right. like a young, energetic coach. Barnes is more Cal's age. Right. Does any of this? I bring all this up, and then we got a bunch of these young, almost unknown group. Todd Golden, I talked to him the other day.
Right.
I mean, this guy still gets carded.
Right. He's 37. Looks 27.
Right. Do you think Cal thinks about all this, or is he just kind of in the clouds?
You know, it's funny.
Not even worried about what's around him.
It's funny. When he first took the job, we had an interview with him, and where I remember he told Jerry Tipton, my colleague, and I, I'm not going to coach as long as people think I am.
Right.
But here he is in his 14th year. I don't think he wants to go out the way they played the last two or three years. I think he's obviously has a lot of pride. He's a Hall of Famer, great coach. Plus, he's got the number one recruiting class coming in. I think the passion is still there. I don't think he wants to quit anytime soon, but I do think he thinks about it. I do think he doesn't want to coach. I don't think he wants to coach as long as Mike Krzyzewski or certainly Jim Boeheim, but I do think he wants to go a little bit longer, yes.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at coaching finales, it's going to be difficult to get Boeheim. I saw where he issued a statement today. I didn't pay much attention to it, but you know, he's thrilled in retirement. I mean, he did, 48 hours ago, he didn't look thrilled, did he?
No, he did not. No, he did not.
But you tell me, though. I mean, you've covered college basketball at the highest level for several decades. I mean, can you think of – I mean, Jay Wright might be the exception, but I can't think of many that have gone out looking good.
No, Jay Wright, the exception. I think Roy Williams looked pretty good considering his recent record. But, yeah, most of them, a lot of them end up like Jim Boeheim there. I mean, we know that at Kentucky back years ago, Adolph Rupp, he had to be dragged out kicking and screaming. They had a time, at that time, they had a rule when you got to a certain age, you had to retire. He didn't want to retire. He still had an office at Memorial Coliseum even after Joe B. Hall was still the coach. He even had a TV show, Paul, where he was
that
on
is
the
amazing.
TV show, and he would criticize the
oh, my God, I didn't realize that.
So,
you know, it's funny you say that. Gene Bartow once told me this, who once almost became the Kentucky coach for about an hour, that he took over for John Wooden, who's arguably the most famous coach of all time. Wooden never left. He said he walked in and Wooden's still in his office.
Right. Remember Joe Hall's famous line was after John Wooden retired that he should get the job because why should two people's lives be ruined? So, having to follow legends. So Kentucky, I mean, they know that. It's a different day and age now. Like, Boeheim 78 or whatever was coaching. I don't think John's going to coach forever. He's got a lot of other interests besides basketball. I do think
I don't think there's any question he could. I mean, speaking of people that don't retire, I was about to put him on TV. Dick Vitale is, I don't know what. He's in his mid-80s.
Right.
Corso's 86 or 7.
Right.
So, yeah, why?
Yeah, right.
I was about to think, I think John would be amazing on television.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think so, too. I mean, John always knows what he wants to say when he talks to us. It may not be what we want to talk about, but it's what John wants to talk about. Oh, yeah, he's a master at it.
No, obviously we don't see him much, but we'll see him once or twice a year. We might be in Destin, and I always love to watch the crew around us because they're like, we did a show a couple of years ago, John, the SEC Nation show. It was a huge game, Kentucky and Georgia. Remember that game 4 years ago maybe 3 or 4 years ago when that was like the game of the year.
Right.
And we had a humongous crowd. And John comes by, and they asked me to talk to him. He said, "You've got 3 minutes." And I said, and I asked him a meandering question, you know, something that I knew he would He went on 11 minutes. And the guy in my ear, I mean, I've never heard. Because that's a tight show.
Yes.
Because we got to get to the next breakdown of Kentucky's defense versus Georgia's offense.
It's a tight show for you, but not for John.
And I, in full disclosure, knew exactly what I was doing and never tried to stop him. Because there were
fruitless.
There were about 10,000 people there, including the television, not including and John. He wanted to let everybody know that he's the biggest Mark Stoops fan in the world.
Yeah. That changed a little last year, but
it did.
We'll see.
It's always fun to see you. I'm a big
great
fan.
You've
been truly an inspiration to a lot of young writers who wonder, is there a good career in the news? you and Jerry Tipton, cumulatively, how many years did you have when
we both got there in 81 at the early term. Jerry just retired. This past year.
So, are you going to keep going? I've been asking you about Cal.
Yeah,
I've been asking about yourself.
Consult with Cal. We'll see what we think about that.
You're still young.
Yeah, that's right.
You got 20 years before you catch up to Vitale.
That's right. I'll tell Dick you said that.
John Clay, quite a following in the state of Kentucky and around college basketball. We'll take a short break.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be. Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Paul. That's hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
Welcome back as we are in Nashville. Quite an active day three of the SEC men's basketball tournament. Let's get back to the calls here at 855-242-7285. And Terry is up next in Georgia. Hey, Terry. Good afternoon.
Hey, Paul. How you doing?
We are doing great. Thank you very much.
Good. I don't know if you remember, but you and I talked a couple of weeks ago about Chris Beard coming to Ole Miss as a possibility.
Right.
Now it looks like that could happen. What do you think?
Yeah, I think it is happening. I mean, there's been a lot of speculation here. Now, again, you hear rumors, so how do you know what fact from fiction? But, I mean, it seems like it is in the works. Yesterday there was some speculation it could be announced even today, but right now I think by the end of the weekend he'll be the coach.
Well, you know, Paul, I've had some friends who, you know, people always question hiring somebody who's got skeleton in our closet, but who doesn't? I tell people all the time, just look at the Bible, look at the people who wanted to stone the adulterous woman. And Jesus said, ye who have not sinned, throw the first stone. What did they do? They put the stones down and left. We've all done things we wish we hadn't done. And I think Chris Carter is a smart enough guy to vet Chris Beard. And if he feels like Chris Beard is okay and just made a mistake, I'm good with that. And I think most Ole Miss fans would be. Would you agree with that?
I would agree with that. And listen, I know what you know, nothing in terms of what really happened that night. I do know this, having reported on similar situations before in my newspaper career, there are always a lot of different versions of something that happens in a domestic situation. I'm not offering judgment here, because I think most reasonable people would agree that it's heinous to hit a woman, to do what he was initially accused. I mean, that doesn't need explanation. We often do that just to make sure we're heard, but it is unforgivable in the sense of a job like he had. The issue becomes: is it true? Is it partially true? Is there a shred of evidence? And I don't know. I heard some things yesterday that completely conflict the initial stories. Now, the one thing that troubles me is that Texas obviously felt there was enough information to fire him. And I don't think that was based on her recanting the story. That happens in these situations. They're very emotional. I mean, you have two people that are together. They for some reason, this happens, and you know, there's a big difference between reacting and then going forward. Any district attorney in America can tell you that. But I believe that Carter would not subject his university to something that. That would blow up by hiring Beard. I mean, he's a well-respected athletic director. He played basketball there, as you know, and I think Keith knows. Keith has a handle on it, and I don't think Keith Carter would go to the president or the board of trustees until he was comfortable. I'm not making excuses for him, and I know what some people will say. You know, you got this. I mean, but. He apparently is willing to take the heat.
Well, I agree with you. From all indications, something's going to happen real soon, maybe even by Monday, which I've heard and read. But if he doesn't work out, who is next in line? Have you heard any name?
I haven't. I mean, amazingly, Will Wade's name came up early on, but I read today that he has been linked to the McNeese State job, which, you know, good for him. I could not hire Will Wade under any circumstance. Beard, I would need to do exactly what they're doing and meet with him, talk to him, research it, and make a determination.
Yeah, I agree with you. Let's just wait and see what
I will say. One thing about Chris Beard, though. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, if Chris Beard's hired, and it looks like he will, this is an impactful coach. This is not. This is a major figure, and he changes the look of the league very, very quickly. We'll take a short break. We have been yapping here for some time. We have a couple of guests remaining, including Bobby Bones, a little bit later on. We are live in Nashville.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
You're not worth a flail.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We've had quite a show, and we're not done, obviously. Probably the highlight today was the commissioner. He came by, spent an extended period with us, talking a lot about the future scheduling in the SEC. Myth is up next in Kentucky. Hey, Myth.
Hey, Paul. How you doing?
Myth, we're doing great. Good afternoon.
Yeah, I was calling in about this beard guy we're talking about coming in. No, Myth. Sounds like a lot.
What's that, Myth? You still there, Myth? Yeah, we lost Myth for some reason. Maybe he's just a myth. By the way, there's an interesting story breaking from the NFL, which may interest Alabama fans. The Bears reportedly are trading the number one overall pick to the Panthers for wide receiver DJ Moore and four draft picks. That could mean that Bryce Young could end up playing for the Carolina Panthers. Most people thought he was heading to either Chicago or Houston. Let's continue with more phone calls here. And Glenn is up next in Ohio. Hello, Glenn. Go right ahead.
Paul, how are you this afternoon?
We are doing great. Thank you very much.
Wish I was in Nashville with you. I was going to call you about the Wildcats. I'm a big UK fan, and I was going to talk to you about Kentucky, but this Chris Beard thing has really taken on a life of its own. If Ole Miss hires Chris Beard without vetting the field of African-American coaches that are available and coaches that don't have a domestic violence charge against them, he was arrested, Paul, and I know Glenn, allow me to interrupt for just one second,
and then I'll get out of your way. But I want to make it clear.
I'm passionate about this, though.
I do too. I was involved in a story once as a newspaper reporter that ended up involving a coach getting fired from a major SEC school and he was accused of striking his personal assistant. So I've been down this road before. And there's a lot of back and forth. However, I want to make it clear.
Was that Bobby Knight?
He was charged, but he was initially, but the charges were dropped. So be clear. I just want to make sure anybody understands.
There are no charges against him right now. But she had bruises on her neck. There was something there. It took two or three days for them to cool down.
Something happened.
But there are lots of other opportunities. The coach that filled in for this year did a heck of a good job with that Ole Miss team, and maybe he doesn't have the fancy ability to recruit the way Beard has. But the SEC's dipping our toe into some pretty rough stuff with Brandon Miller, with Chris Beard. We're looking the other way on anything that happens, just so people can play ball, and we got to put morals above what's put out on the field. And Chris Beard's just an example of somebody who's been paid a lot of money. He can afford to sit out for a while. Brandon Miller hasn't been charged with anything. Let him play. If the pros want him, then they can pay him. But we don't need to in the SEC continue to skirt on the side of lawlessness.
Well, listen, Glenn, you bring up a lot of very valid points. I don't have a vested interest in this story. I was surprised. We are where we are, and just because I've heard something, which I related early, doesn't mean anything. I'm not investigating it. But ultimately, the university has to sign off on it. So I will watch it very closely and see where they land. Thank you very, very much for the call.
Thank you, buddy.
It's great to have you on. You got it. All good. Catherine is in Florida. Hello, Catherine. Cody is up next. Hey, Cody.
Hey, Paul. How you doing today?
Cody, we are doing great. Thank you for calling.
I got a few questions I want to ask you. I was just wondering, why don't you all do SEC Nation for basketball?
It's a good question, but it's a difficult thing to do. It could be done, but let me use an example. That there's a college game day in basketball. Are you aware of that?
Yes, sir.
It's usually. It's been. They were at Auburn a couple weeks ago. They've been other places. They're obviously inside the arena on a Saturday morning. And I'm not saying it couldn't be done. I think this year you could have gone to Alabama, Auburn, Kentucky, Tennessee, a lot of other places as well. But it's just never. I'm not vamping here because I don't know the answer to that, except. The SEC Nation Show is really it's a very big event. It costs a lot of money to do because there is a residual. You often have thousands of people. It leads right into the game, which this would too, by the way. I don't want to say it wouldn't, but it's just never. I'll tell you what. I'll quit trying to explain why we don't do it, and I'll ask somebody the question and see if I can get you an answer.
Yeah, I mean, I know football, you know, goes way back and everything, but I think basketball has gone a long way since it was maybe 10 years ago, you know. I just always wanted to know that. And I got one more question for you.
By the way, the game day basketball show, I put it on a few times. I don't think I've watched it this year. But, you know, football is a different sport. It's more of people have certain patterns in football that I think basketball is a little bit different. But I will get you a better answer than the one I gave you, which was, by the way, a terrible answer. We'll take a break. You want to give us a call? We still have a little bit of time left for you to do so. Bobby Bones, top of the hour. Your phone calls continue right here.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So we've got a final here in Nashville. Tennessee out. Tennessee has lost to Missouri 79-71. The call earlier about Dennis Gates, I might want to resurrect that one. Missouri continues to be a surprising team as Tennessee and the March woes of the Volunteers continue. More of your phone calls at 855-242-7255. 285. So Missouri, what, moves on and plays Bama? Yeah. Missouri and Alabama tomorrow. That's the early game on ESPN. I think we had Myth here a minute ago and we lost him. Let's try to go back again. Myth, you there?
Yeah, can you hear me, Paul?
I sure can.
Hey, yeah, I was calling in about the beard guy coming in from Ole Miss.
Yeah.
To me, he sounds like a little bit of a clown, to be truthful. I don't know the full detail. I ain't trying to downplay it, but, I mean, we're bringing in a guy that, I mean, literally left Texas, was at the number one ranking at the time, and, I mean, he's coming in to the SEC at the time where – basically, we're a gold standard, if you know where I'm coming from.
Well, again, this is going to be a big controversy. Ole Miss has taken chances before. Remember, some people thought they took a gamble on Lane Kiffin a couple of years ago. He had had baggage. Nothing like this, by the way. But, I mean, this is serious baggage, which tells me, and I'm only hypothesizing here, that the university dug deep. Now, what does the university do is the question. All you can do is look at the police report. All you can do is investigate and then determine whether you're comfortable or not. And my guess is they're comfortable considering where we are right now.
Yeah, I agree with you. Miller is closest to Durant. The only thing I want to say on that. My other question is, how come nobody's looking at Patino? I mean, he's got one more big gig in him, right?
Well, I think Rick Pitino right now is, I think he's very likely going to end up at St. John's. His name has been floated for a couple of jobs, but that looks like where he ends up. Tyler is up next in Lexington. Hey, Tyler. Charlie is up next. Go right ahead, Charlie.
Oh, Paul, a couple things. So, first things first, what's going on with Rick Barnes? Is he going to stay for the long haul, or what are we going to do about him?
Charlie. Listen, I'm sure because I'm literally watching Tennessee fans behind me. I'm sure there's a high level of disappointment tonight, and that's a charitable word. But ultimately, next week is when it's all going to be determined. Rick Barnes. A couple of years ago, big contract extension. He flirted with UCLA, ends up making $5 or $6 million a year. He's done a great job during the regular season. The March play has been subpar, I think fans are going to expect something next week.
No, I agree with you there.
They certainly didn't get it today.
No, absolutely. And the only thing consistent with him is disappointing us Tennessee fans come every March.
Well, thank you very, very much. Appreciate the call. Janice is up next. Janice, go right
this
ahead.
This is me. Hey, I just want to ask a question. How many universities in the nation would allow a student athlete to play ball after he had been allegedly accused of delivering a murder weapon?
Well, listen, it's a question that's been asked quite a few times, and obviously Alabama felt pretty comfortable. Otherwise, they wouldn't have made this decision. It's going to be debated, and it's going to be the story of the tournament once the selection is made. And Alabama is going to be heavily scrutinized. Kenny is up next. Hey, Kenny.
Hey, how you doing?
Fine, thank you very much.
Yeah, I just wanted to talk about the Chris Beard thing.
Yeah, sure.
The DA dropped the charges based on evidence, and she didn't want to pursue it, so. Me being a Kentucky fan, I don't really have an issue with Ole Miss attempting to or potentially hiring him. I mean, you're innocent until proven guilty.
Well, that is not really what we're talking about here. This is not everyone has a presumption of innocence in this country, but that doesn't mean you're entitled to get a job. So this isn't a question of anything other than, does Ole Miss have a comfort level with what they know?
Right.
You know, it's entirely. Let's just give you hypothetically. I mean, maybe this happened, and the woman decided she couldn't go through with it. I mean, a lot of people go. I mean, I'm no expert on spousal conflict. But it's a very difficult thing to do is to formally press charges against someone that you were engaged to be married to. I'm not making excuses for Chris. I really don't know, but I do know this. By almost hiring him, it tells me that they're satisfied. And that sounds like it may sound like a cop out to some of you, but that's where we are right now. We're up against a break. We still have time to go. Thank you. I hate to run, but we're up against a break here. Mr. Bobby Bones will join us next.
Thank you for listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast. The Paul Feinbaum Show airs weekdays on the SEC Network, beginning at 3 Eastern.